What are we calling? Is this a podcast?
Red.
It's awesome.
Flash.
Welcome to what we're going to call season three, even though seasons have no real distinction for us because we go all year round. But welcome to season three of Reddit Talks Clash. We are, we started with five of us. We started with four, I guess, added Spencer a little later, back down to three.
Yeah, we had five of us at one point.
Yeah. Back in the day. That. That's a year ago now, isn't it? Maybe not quite that much.
2 years.
Wow.
Well.
And only three of us remain.
You know what? I didn't actually count how many episodes this is. Or it's 50, 60 almost, that? Maybe.
This is around 59. No, 49.
Oh, we don't number our episodes on Spotify. That's very convenient.
Yeah, season one had a nice 25 episodes. Season two, we only put out three episodes last year. So this is 49.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, like we did some other weird stuff. Like I tried doing the like the little 5 minute ones that lasted. Oh, that lasted like a month.
Yeah.
Like I still think it was a cool idea. I don't know if we just did it poorly or no one is really interested or what. I don't know. I still like no one's ever given me feedback and also no one's ever asked like, hey, what happened to that?
No one misses it.
Yeah. I mean, not all your ideas are standards, but you know, some stick around. Should we dive into Clash? We could spend an hour here not talking about Clash, but I think that'd be a bit disappointing.
We will circle back to us at the end, I guess.
Oh yeah, a bit of vanity never goes amiss, does it?
First thing is, how was your clan war league?
Brilliant. Yeah, we got promoted to champs one.
Mirror's clan. My goodness.
On percentage as well, which was quite nerve wracking. It was not a comfortable win. We managed to promote despite losing two wars, which I think, on balance, is pretty good going. You don't really see that often. But yeah, it was stressful, especially because Davey, one of our former mods, missed a hit because he was sleeping. So he very much nearly cost us promotion. But yeah, we made it through.
What a turnaround for Davey, too, because he almost missed the hit in the first war. We had to remind him with like 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
So like he and then he complained about the time of the war, and we had explained like we don't control that. Champ searches go long. So he knew the reset time and then he just slept through the next one anyway. But he's kind of a tool, right? And we're not Davey fans right now. But the month before, very important and stressful CWL, like we matched another podcast clan and he lives in India and had massive flooding where he lives and see power out, no internet at his house. He drove like 3 hours through a monsoon to get his war hit in. So I don't know what his deal is.
I know. Like he was literally the hero in December and then was almost the reason we didn't get champs won this season. I mean, he certainly likes to keep us excited and on edge. We'll give that to him.
Champs won though, so we're excited. I had an awesome CDL. I had like 19 stars.
I don't know how many I had. It wasn't that much. I can tell you that now. But
you only had like one triple, but like almost everyone had. Almost everyone had at least one. I think there was only one person without a triple, outside of Davey. Yeah, how was the Fergus Falls CDL there?
We got second place in Master 3.
Oh, nice. It's not bad.
Yeah.
You guys have a lot of different town halls, though, right?
Yeah, we go down to Town Hall 13 in Clan War League.
Was it 30v30 or?
15v15.
15, oh, right. So you really don't have many Town Hall 16s, etc., do you, then?
Yeah, I think we have about 8 Town Hall 16s.
Did you do side wars during CWL to get ore?
I wanted to, but I really did not want to jump back and forth every day, so I did not.
It's kind of a pain, but we got a whole ton of extra ore, I guess. No, not a whole ton, three wars worth. So a little bit. But it, I don't know, as long as you have people staying in the main clan and you don't go too try hard in the second clan, it wasn't really that bad.
Yeah, I think the only issue really was donations, because obviously we had people who had peeled off anyway to do CWL in other clans, and then we had, you know, our smaller roster switching between two clans doing two separate wars. So things like donations and whatnot were a bit of a difficulty sometimes. But yeah, on the whole, because also we knew we weren't really trying in the second wars. I mean, obviously a win was good because a win means more ore. But then, you know, it wasn't like you said, no one was tryharding it. So it wasn't awful. And obviously having the clan open meant you could easily hop into it. But yeah, no, it was probably a good idea, because like I said, just gets more ore. It is a bit of extra effort. What strategies were you guys using in CWL?
I was very successful with the Root Rider Electro Titan
army. Oh yeah.
I got a lot of 3 stars with that, yeah.
Yeah, I think most of my hits were that. Yeah, oh yeah, I definitely spammed Root Riders. I did get one of my triples was with like all regular drags, and then like the popcorn loon over the town hall. But mostly I stuck to Root Riders and Titan spam, and it worked. It crushed.
Yeah, I definitely had at least one triple with Root Riders. I think I might have even had a triple with Lalo. I had that always a time fail. I don't know why I was using Lalo, but it's good fun. But I've also been using Hybrid a lot now recently. You know, with like the Grand Warden with the healing and the Eternal Tome. Baby Warden for the HP boost, and I've got to say, Hybrid's really good now. I've been tearing up bases in war with pretty minimal effort, just because the new mine level can tear through a bit easier, and then just the Warden healing tome is really, really, really great for Hybrid. So I do feel like that meta's making a bit of a resurgence, and it's quite an easy attack to learn. And it is quite effective. So, you know, there are definitely a lot more attacks which are viable now at Eternal 16, and that's partially because it is just a bit easier. I don't know if you guys think it's too easy, but it's definitely, I mean, like Cedric, we only had a single person not getting a triple in CWL, and I don't think we could have said that in any other month during Eternal 15.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with the balance at Eternal 16. I think it's in a really good spot.
Yeah, even watching like pro wars, there are clans getting like 15 star wars, but it's not constant 15-15 ties either. Yeah. So it feels like they can still be competitive and try different stuff. And, you know, the more casual players like us can still find success. I'm really enjoying the game again for the first time since like October 2022 is when.
Yeah.
I thought you were just going to stop at 2020. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, just how long time.
Begrudgingly playing the game despite hazing it for three, four years.
Oh, gosh. And that does transfer nicely to our next topic about just the current state of Clan War Leagues, Clan Wars, and Clan Games. The official Clash of Clans accounts on Reddit posted out a questionnaire, you could call it, asking how we could improve these three clan features. And without looking at the top comments, I do want to hear your raw thoughts on the questions. The three questions were, what do you think works really well? What do you think doesn't work? And what new things would you like to see? I'm going to throw this to Sam first.
Well, I was just going to say, do you think, before actually we dive into the content, do you think they actually, how much do you think they actually weigh people's responses here? Because they have done something similar before. They've asked for quality of life ideas. And, I mean, I don't actually remember if anything, you know, what exactly is mentioned in that thread and if anything did make it into the game. But do you think they actually really care about what we say? Or do you think it kind of goes under the radar? Because I honestly can't tell.
I do remember them doing a form about the clan chat improvement features in something. What it sounds like, they are building up to like a massive quality of life type update. That was just my guess. That's not confirmed.
And honestly, I'd be all for that. Like, I wouldn't even care if one update had almost no new actual features in terms of troops or whatever, or mechanics, but it's just a massive quality of life update. I'd actually be quite a big fan of that. But yeah, I guess for the actual question, I mean, the first thing I keep thinking of now with Clan Wars is something that's been mentioned a ton. I know Supercell's aware, but I'll say it again. You need to be able to do friendly wars at the same time as regular wars. Now, there is actually a progression reason to play in regular wars. So, you know, pros or just anyone who does friendly wars, you know, whether they're more amateur players who just like to play in tournaments occasionally, or, for example, playing the RSS Clash Clans events, friendly wars, which Spencer runs, you know, that's a bit more of an issue now if you are missing out on all because you're competing in those kind of events. So I think a big obvious one is allow friendly wars at the same time as regular wars. It would just make life so much easier. The other thing I do wonder, whether they need to consider having some way to use heroes in wars these days while upgrading, because now that upgrading heroes has lost value objectively, right? Because you can't upgrade the ability by regularly upgrading heroes. It does kind of feel like it's coming to the point where maybe they need to think of some sort of system to allow heroes in war easier. How exactly they do that, I don't know. And I also know they rely so much on, you know, limiting you in terms of that because they want money and they want you to buy hero books. So how much they lean in that direction, I don't know. But I think just with how diminished the reward of hero upgrades is now, it feels like you should be able to use them maybe in wars or in a few more circumstances than you currently can.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah, definitely. About the friendly wars and regular wars happening simultaneously, like they haven't said like, hey, for sure this will happen, but I think they understand how important it is, and I don't know, it's something they're definitely aware of and are I don't know, like I don't know when they'll get to it or if it's soon or if they can, but I don't know, I'm pretty confident they'll figure something out. And but war and clan war, I don't have any problem with it at all in their current state. I don't know what could be improved there, really. I mean, obviously, you know, letting us use heroes would be cool. I don't know if that's like a war change, though.
Yeah, war is pretty good, in my opinion. I wouldn't change anything about it. But Clan War League, I would like to see more sizes in Clan War League. Maybe just one more size to accommodate a lot more clans.
Now that you mention it, adding back in like 35 versus 35 and maybe 45 versus 45 to regular war could be nice, since now there's a lot more war activity in clans and more people wanting to participate. Maybe that can be justified to bring those back. 15 and 30 in CWL, I don't know, I'm really used to it, and I think most clans are. The more different sizes you add, probably the harder it is to get everyone matched and put in a group, maybe. Adding ore to everything definitely has made CWL more of a challenge because more people want to be in, and more people want to be in every day instead of like rotating around and getting your 8 stars and calling it good. Maybe a little bit bigger, like a 20 person CWL instead of 15 might work. I don't know, but yeah, it's just weird. It's going to mess up. No matter what they do, there's going to be clans that it doesn't work for. So I don't know if changing anything is really worth it. But I don't know, if they can come up with something cool.
I do also wonder if maybe some new leagues need to be introduced into Clan War League, because, God, when did Clan War League come out? You know, years and years ago, and I can't remember what the max Town Hall was then. But, you know,
CWL came out with Town Hall 12.
Right, yeah. So obviously we've had 4 new Town Halls since CWL came out. So, like, just naturally, there's less space for the kind of different town halls in the current leagues we got. And I feel like maybe they should consider adding a Titans CWL
and a Legends
rank They could add legends as well. How that would work, I have no idea. But I'll leave that to Supercell, who's actually qualified to make these decisions, not me. But I think just with the increased amounts of town halls we've got, you can't have that many town halls crammed into only a few leagues. So maybe they could consider adding a new league. But, you know, it's not a big priority. And I, like you said, I think on the whole, wars are pretty solid at the moment.
Clan games is where they really need to do something.
Clan games are boring. Clan games suck. I hate clan games.
I do think that's the weakest of the three.
When they made the change to lower almost all the challenges to the 100 to 300 points, that killed clan games for me. It's so boring now. Like, I don't change the way I play at all. I just pick tasks that I know I'm already going to get, and I'll play a little extra builder base. And that's it. I don't know. It's something that exists in the game that I don't enjoy or look forward to. It's just, it's there and there's free stuff. So if they could do something to make it fun or a real challenge for a better reward, I don't know what a better clan games really looks like, but I know current clan games is not fun.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I wonder if, for example, one change they can make is that challenges have to be contributed on by multiple clan members. So it's like a challenge which requires three clan members to kind of participate in, however that is. So it could be, you know, break 150 walls and each clan member has to break 50 of them, and then the rewards kind of shared between those three clan members, and they have to maybe do a little bit more collaboration just to make sure they get it done. I mean, even just, you know, little things like that, which could actually make it more feel like a clan working together to complete challenges rather than 50-odd people independently doing some quite mundane tasks and then getting rewards. So, yeah, I think there are a lot of different ways they could approach it.
As long as you don't get locked into, like, one at a time. If you just had a whole giant list of clan tasks, that could be cool. You could contribute to anyone you wanted. Like, I would hate to, like, have me and you sign up to break 1,000 walls, and then we get to 900 and you fall asleep and I'm just, like, staring at my phone all day.
Yeah.
And I don't, yeah, like, you know, there's ways that they could mix it up and make it interesting again. I just hope they do something.
I mean, obviously, it is also worth considering that if they make it too much, in a sense, then it's another thing people really have to focus on for a week. I mean, I know it's not like actually a week, it's a bit less, but, you know, we have CWL, which takes up a week, we have Clan Games, which is 5 days. And if that actually requires serious amounts of engagement, I mean, it could burn people out a little bit. And then obviously you got raid weekends every weekend. I mean, just the more kind of enforced things you puddle onto players that they feel like they have to do every single week, it makes it feel a little bit restricting. It will make people feel a bit like, ugh, you know. So I guess that's kind of the balance they call the strike there.
And it's always weird because most of us, probably everyone listening, is in a good active clan, but that's not, like, that's, you know, across the entire player base, that's probably not normal is to have a good active clan either. So, you know, like, you also got to consider that, you know, every change they do has to work for everyone and not just, you know, the top 1%.
Yeah, and I guess that is where we usually fall short, because we're all Tal 16 players in active clans and are very engaged with the game, and we probably often forget to consider the perspectives of 90% of the player base, which aren't at all in the same position as us. Okay, so other thing we got that came out this month was all the new cosmetic stuff. So we had new hero skins, we got King of the North, we got Queen of the North, and we got Battle Machine of the North to finish the set of the Norse skins, I think. And Spencer, I know you have some pretty strong opinions on these, so if you want to express your frustration, please, please do go for it.
These skins are actually really nice. I do like the way that they look, especially the Queen skin. But I don't like the way that they're named. And here's why. So the first skin that started this set, do you guys remember what it was?
It was the Warden skin, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Warden of the North.
It was actually before the Warden of the North.
What?
Yeah, and you're like, huh?
There was like an RT one, right?
Yeah, so the Winter Champion skin, which is a completely different name. You're like, oh, that's probably not in the same set. Well, that's what I thought. So the Winter Champion skin came out like December 2 years ago. And then the next month, January, was the Warden of the North skin. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's a pretty good name. And then I was thinking, well, they're probably different sets. And yes, this is just me complaining about skin sets, but...
you had some actually good complaints there.
I looked on the fan kit, and that's when I saw that the Warden of the North is called the Winter Warden on the fan kit, the public one. And so I was like, okay, so yeah, they are part of a set. You have the Winter Champion, and then you have the Warden of the North. And then they announced these three skins, King of the North, Queen of the North. Those are fine. Those sound pretty good, just like the Warden. And then you have Battle Machine of the North, which sounds clunky, isn't horrible. Because normally what they do with the skins is they remove the first word, and then that's where they put the thematic word. But here they kept the entire Battle Machine, and then they put Up the North. Which, let me remind you, Battle Machine of the North just doesn't even make sense. Where the other Up the North skins are actual names and references, you know?
Is the Battle Machine not in the shop anymore?
And that's another thing. It hasn't even been sold yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was trying to look at it because I remember I saw the preview images, but I didn't really look too hard at it.
It looks great. I love this game.
Who's even buying a Build-A-Base skin? Like, is this even a problem?
The people are buying the scenery and freaking out about it.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah, we'll get to that after my ramble. But I just
Rick. There are important things to discuss here. Okay, go on, Spencer.
Yeah, I just wish that they would either call all of the skins Winter and then the hero name. Even though Of the North sounds cool, I would prefer a more consistent naming convention, or just change all of them to the Of the North skins by changing the RC skin to Champion of the North and fixing the Battle Machine of the North to just Machine of the North. That way, it's all consistent.
Sam, are you catching the massive flip-flop now that Spencer is okay with them changing the names of cosmetics?
Oh, that is true.
That's a really bad point.
The Inferno Town scenery, Spencer.
That's because someone made that, okay?
I don't care. Yeah, I assume someone made these skins as well.
Yeah, but that wasn't like part of a big making thing. Yeah, we could discuss that at the end of the
episode. Thank God you're not a politician, eh, Spencer.
Oh yeah, we will discuss it at the end, along with many, many other things.
Oh, great. But also the Of the North scenery, which I think it looks great. I did buy it. I just, like I said, I don't like the name Of the North scenery. Like, that just makes no sense. Just call it winter scenery.
That is quite silly. I am with you on that one.
Yeah, but I liked scenery. I bought it, and I know a lot of people did buy it, thinking that it would apply to both stages of their builder base, but it did not.
And for a bit of added context, on the preview of the scenery, it did show it on both sections of the base, so that sparked the massive outrage, and you could tell how everyone really doesn't have many other problems in their life, considering they're complaining about this.
I get it. I don't think it's, you know, the most terrible thing the company's ever done, of course, but it is misleading when you preview it and it shows it on both stages of your base. So there is, you know, like, it is understandable how people would think it would apply to both, and you hit the little info button and it doesn't say, like, it doesn't say that, hey, it's only for one side. If you know anything about how the builder base sceneries work, you would know that already, though, if you've ever played with swapping the sceneries, the two free ones you have now.
Yeah, but who is doing that, like, really? Not many people.
You know, I get why people are mad, but, you know, like, I mean, ask for a refund, I guess. That's all you can really do.
I think the problem is also exacerbated by the fact that the support team seemed pretty disconnected from Supercell in terms of it, because they were out there telling players it was a bug and would be fixed, whereas supposedly it is completely intentional what they've done with it. So I think that It didn't help either. The fact that people were being told it was a bug, but then, oh no, it's intentional, and oh no, what's happening, and oh no. And then you kind of sit back and think, wait a second, this is a scenery on a mobile game, and you probably log off Reddit and go and do something else. But, you know, it certainly didn't help the disconnect between the support team and Supercell, which is honestly a frequent occurrence at this point.
It sounds really dumb to say, but you can't trust, like, support to understand anything about the game.
No, because they outsourced all their support. I imagine they went for the cheapest option. And, you know, what do you even expect? And obviously, support has been a massive issue for years and years now, whether it be the phishing epidemic or this or just everything else. It's never been a good experience, Supercell support. And I kind of doubt that will change.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible forever.
Yeah. Well, I think if you just accept that, then you can happily move on with your life. But yeah,
no, people were talking about like filing complaints with consumer protection in different countries.
I mean, you can
go right ahead. I do think, yeah, it's Supercell put it in the game in a misleading way, whether it was intentionally misleading or not. I don't know, I imagine it wasn't, to be honest. No, yeah, like. You know, like, people make mistakes. It's probably just, hey, like, that's how, you know, like, it's how the view of your regular builder base is, that you can just scan back and forth, and they just dropped it on both, so you can see it on both sides. And,
you know, also, how much do you want to bet that if they actually did preview it accurately, people would have gone, why are they showing a different scenery in the preview of the North builder base scenery? That's so weird. Yeah, I mean, if you think you can get a big payout by complaining to an advertising body, then go for it. But I don't know. It's not an issue I can really find myself caring that much about.
So I'm assuming neither of you bought the scenery.
No.
No. I mean, it looks cool, but... I'm not buying
a Build-A-Base scenery.
I am over cosmetics entirely.
Same. I bought a cosmetic in... over a year, apart from the gold pass, but that obviously is... I'm only buying the gold pass because of all the other stuff. I mean, they could honestly remove the skin from the gold pass, and I wouldn't even care that much. Though that is not an idea. I would like to clarify.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Darren,
please do not do that, but I wouldn't be distraught.
But the other thing Reddit has been freaking out about is in the shop right now is ore.
Yeah, they're terrible. They stink.
It is not a good deal. 1,000 shiny for $3 or 200 glowy or 30 starry. So you get, for $3, you get one Legends day worth of shiny. Legends is 54 a day glowy, right? So
it's around 50, yeah.
4 days of glowy or 3 war wins of starry if you're a tunnel 16.
And obviously you've got to compound the fact that you're getting glowy and star and shiny also from your war wins. So like as a daily amount, you're getting a...
Yeah, you're going to spend $10 after tax and get a couple days worth of ore when maxing out your equipment is like well over 6-7 months. So worth this at all.
It's kind of funny though, because anyone with a brain won't buy it, but then I guess Supercell's just relying. I'm sure they can literally put any offer in the store and at least some people will buy it. And considering it takes, I would assume, practically zero effort to do that, I mean, it's kind of a win, isn't it? Because you get money either way.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, like they're getting information on, you know, how many people are willing to spend how much money on these, and you know, they can adjust and figure out the pricing later, because it is still really new, and like we're all still figuring out how to value it. I just know like I'm not paying $3 for one Legends bonus or shiny.
Shocker.
But oh, dude, like people on the subreddit are freaking out about it, like as if it was some kind of surprise that Supercell wants to make money off ore. Like, it was very clearly from day one, like, oh, this, like, three new currencies, this is about making money. And yeah. now we're shocked that it's for sale for cash.
Yeah, I can understand finding it funny, finding it stupid and questioning why and whatever, but being surprised is definitely not an emotion you should be feeling because it's Supercell. You shouldn't be surprised they're trying to cash in on anything.
And people are still calling it pay to win. And we don't even have that argument again, but
it's pay to progress. Like, and the entire game is pay to progress.
Yeah, and you're paying to skip, 3 days. Like, this isn't even...
It's okay. It's not even a good value pays to win. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's enjoyable, isn't it? I do love the Clash of Clans community sometimes. Because the anger is kind of in the right place almost all the time. It just doesn't quite come out right.
I do think most of Reddit feels really mad and upset about something. And it's always like you guys are almost mad about the right thing. It's like a bunch of children who have a lot of emotions they don't know how to put into words, so they just scream.
Yeah,
I agree with that. Obviously, all the Redditors listening to this podcast, we're not referencing you, of course, but we'll talk about the other ones.
Oh, and another thing, I was talking to Ninja, and he brought up a good point that the offers in the shop now might be intentionally pretty bad because it's going to make buying the event pass and all the ore that comes along with that look just like a fantastic deal. So, what's up next, boys?
Well, has that finished Clash of Clans for us? Do we get to go on to making fun of Spencer now? Or
I think so.
No, topic is questions from Brick. I don't know where it says make fun of Spencer. That's not on the...
It definitely says that. Hold up. Don't worry, Spencer. I know.
We've been talking about... Like, I've been keeping a list of some of the weird stuff that you've done that I want to talk about.
Nothing is weird that I do.
Oh.
I'm just your average player.
So this all started a long time ago when you mentioned, like, giving report cards to the people in your clan. and then we had to start investigating this, and which led us to your clan's website,
which was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, the Fergus Falls clan website, which you open it up, it's we'll put a link.
No,
he wants to go follow it, but yeah, page one, you see your clan capital progress. You're 83% done on your clan capital. How up to date is that?
That's up to date every hour.
Every hour?
Yeah. No, I have to get every week, probably.
Okay. And then we have all the different countries of your clanmates.
Yeah, you gotta represent.
In no particular order, it looks like. Or is this like, or are most of the Fergus Falls, Minnesota clan from Bahrain and Kenya?
There's like one member from each of those countries, and then the rest is United States.
Yeah, the U.S., Canada, U.K., Australia.
Yeah.
Four Eyes. You just need New Zealand and you get the whole Intel community going.
Yeah, we're
the joke
pretty
that no one will understand.
Five Eyes?
Yeah, Five Eyes.
Yeah, see? One of us is on the ball.
We got your clan rankings. Your best player is Harrison. What's so good about Harrison?
Dude, Harrison is awesome.
He's got an 85% offensive ranking score.
Yeah, he's a...
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, I calculate based on how many stars in each Clan War League. Because our rule in Clan War League is you got to attack your mirror.
What a stupid rule. Already, yeah. It's terrible. I hate that rule. Hey,
when you have a clan full of boomers, that's like the only thing they could follow, so...
So is Harrison pretty rushed? Because he drops to sixth place when you go to defensive rankings.
Yeah, so
he's down to 35%.
He's a new Town Hall 15, and he's probably the best attacker in the clan.
Okay, so we got... Oh, let's see where you are. You are...
I'm number five.
Offense. You're number five offense, number three defense, averaging out to number four overall. Tied with Mr. Incredible.
Yep.
That feels fair. Feels fair. Like I've seen your bases. You're not bad.
Yeah, I just had a six pack war, which we did lose, which sucks.
I'm having Leo read the rules, and so far my favorite one has been, if you donate into a war request without max level troops and the attack fails, you'll be kicked out of the clan.
That's outdated.
That is hilarious. What it is, what it is.
Oh my god.
So, have you ever kicked anyone out for donating less than max troops and then putting the blame on the donator for the failed attack?
I have kicked out, I want to say, hundreds of people back in the day for breaking, like, the littlest rules. Like, not maxing out clan games, stuff like that. Not having a one-to-one donation ratio. Oh, I will kick out some really good members. I was very strict. You're
literally a tyrant.
Yeah.
This is a lot, dude. Under the conduct rules. It's like, well, you carry our clan banner. You are our representative. We have always maintained an image of friendly professionalism that has earned the respect of other clans and players.
Has it?
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah.
No, there's nine more paragraphs of that.
Well, like I said, I took this really seriously.
Have you ever kicked someone for filling a defensive CC with low-level troops?
Back in the day, yeah. But then I went to business school.
Oh, bro.
My major was in management, and I've learned a lot. And that's
you don't need to go to business school to learn how to run a gacha clan.
One of the roles is you can't leave the clan.
Oh,
removing oneself from the clan or Discord without explanation. Or threatening to remove oneself is considered an act of drama and or secrecy and will not be tolerated.
Dude, I'm telling you, back in the day when the Clash was popping, this made a lot of sense, okay?
So someone would say, oh, I'm going to leave. And then you go, oh, how dare you?
You'd be like, if you don't put me in war, I'm leaving. You're
fired.
It would just... Oh. I'm sure some people in the audience understand.
No, they don't.
As a clan leader to clan leader.
How did you have members? Like, if I had to join the clan and read this much,
hey,
I wouldn't join the clan.
Hey, we're like 50 members.
Are they all mental?
A lot of them are boomers that have been in the clan for a very long time.
Right, so it's just like Stockholm Syndrome at this point.
Dude, all members are expected to contribute their daily gift of clan capital gold out of the forge. If a member shows little to no contribution in capital gold, they'll be kicked out.
Dude,
you're checking.
It's a bit outdated.
Like 200 gold a day.
It's 600, isn't it? Well, that might mean for only town 16.
It depends on your town hall level how much you get a day.
Well, I'm nice. I say you're not expected to contribute. They're builders to the forge, right? That's good.
Yeah, it is the first rule that you're not required to use the forge.
Yeah, that's a good rule.
You have to donate to the prioritized ones, though.
Yeah, I mean, duh.
You're not required to actually use your attacks on raid weekend.
No, you're not.
So you have to go donate your 400 a day, but you don't have to actually do the attacks.
That's right. See, that's a new rule, too. Back in the day, if Clan Capital was released, I probably would require the 6 attacks, and I would kick anyone who didn't get the 6 attack.
Like, we could just read this website all day, and it would be great. I got a whole other list of stuff about all the other things in my what Spencer did was crazy list. Yeah, you freaked out about Inferno Town. No, that's on there.
Okay,
we talked about that.
Let me talk about that.
Oh, I'm not
for the people in the audience. I'll make this fast. If you remember, there was a Supercell make campaign for a war scenery. Okay, the person who won it, their scenery was called Inferno Town Scenery, and it was released in the game, and it was sold, and the maker got money for that, right? Then, in December 2 years ago, the game team decided to bring back all cosmetics permanently to the shop after 1 year. And when they brought back the scenery, they changed the name from Inferno Town Scenery to Inferno War Base Scenery. They completely changed the name. Not only that...
Completely? They changed like two words!
They removed the word town and they threw in war base. Like, come on.
Yeah, they completely changed it. Someone, God, you wouldn't even know it's the same scenery, would you?
Someone made that and you're just going to change the name on them. And I have a conspiracy that they changed it that way they didn't have to pay this guy for the additional sellings of the scenery.
Is that true?
The deal was when you win, you make like a certain percent after a week, right? But that's with the intention that it would never be brought back because they never brought back any cosmetics permanently to the shop.
It was like you get a percentage of it up to 50K.
Yeah. Oh. And then they brought everything back to the shop, which no one was ever expecting them to do. And they're still selling this guy's scenery, probably not giving him anything because it wasn't part of the deal.
And he might have hit the cap, you know.
I mean, yeah, that too, but I don't know.
Isn't it funny that you probably lost a lot more sleep over this than that guy actually ever did?
I mean, who knows? This guy
I am pretty certain that you are more invested in this.
I'll try to reach out to him. We could get him on the podcast.
We can ask him. Oh, we should have lined him up for today. That would have been brilliant.
Oh my gosh, that would have been so funny.
The special guest.
Guess who's here?
All right, moving on down the list. We've talked to death your spending, and you've actually kind of chilled out on the spending, it sounds like.
Do you have an updated figure for us?
I've spent about 15K, but I have relaxed a lot. I still do buy 20 gems every month. Not 20 gems, $20 gem pack every month to gem the gold pass. But that's it, and some
awful
cosmetics.
Like I have on here, buys 2,500 gems a month to get the gold pass done.
And I also buy the gold passes for, friends and for the event.
You also buy the town hall packs, don't you? You buy those.
I do
really
every town hall pack. Every update day packs, I buy every single one of those because those are really good deals.
No, they're not. So
that comes out to be about 300 every update.
Did you buy all the Town Hall 16 ones?
Yes, every single one.
Because those were different. Those were like mostly loot based.
Yeah, but Spencer doesn't attack, so that's good value to him.
So I needed that, I have 4 builders available right now. I just don't have the loot.
Okay, so unrelated to Clash, a couple of things. You bought the $500 Hogwarts Lego set?
That's I cool. Did? No, I can respect that.
Wait, I did not buy that.
Where did you get
that from?
I don't know. Well, Liam tried to buy it for you, I remember.
Oh, I know it. So what? First of all, it was the Lord of the Rings Rivendell Lego set.
Idiot.
Okay, they announced it, and I sent that as a joke in our group chat. I was like, I need this. Can someone loan me $500? as a sarcastic joke. And then 2 seconds later, I get a notification that Liam just sent me $500. And I message him. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Thinking it was a joke, and he was completely serious. He was like, well, you needed $500 for the Lego. I was like, Liam, no, it was a joke. I don't need $500. You
know, Liam might be funding my pub adventures for the next 2 years, if I'm lucky.
Everyone's tagging Liam in the chat right now, explaining things they need.
Yeah, don't message Liam. He might send you a lot of money.
That's not an encouragement not to message him.
But I said you can't be sending people money like that, Liam. And yeah,
according to his philosophy, it's probably the best thing he could do. He's an effective altruist, so his money is probably better spent making other people happy.
Yeah, he does like to make people happy.
It works if you're like Bill Gates or something, not if you're,
Liam's great.
Okay, so next on this list is you have repeatedly asked for pictures of my hands.
What? Okay, this is. I did that once, not repeatedly. I probably did that once, and because I feel like hands could say a lot about a person. Okay, like if I could see a picture of your hands, I just know what you look like. I know your lifestyle. I know how you grew up. It's just I don't know.
You don't. Like, shut up.
Yeah, now I'm curious, were you scoping out my hands when we met in Finland?
To be honest, I didn't look at your hands once.
So you had a crucial opportunity and you blew it.
Well, because I just saw Rick as a person, so I was like, okay, well, I don't need to see his hands.
You didn't objectify him by his hands.
Yeah. Because moving on to the next thing in the list is because he was too busy scoping out other stuff because he followed me into the bathroom in Finland constantly.
What? What are you talking about? That's a lie.
Dude, I'd be like, stand up. You'd be like, where are you going? I'm like, I drank a bunch of water, man. I'm going to go to the bathroom. You're like, oh, I'll come too.
Well, yeah. I mean, no. First of all,
what do you well, okay, yeah.
No one wants to go to the ground. Okay, it's a long walk. Okay, and I wanted to use the restroom, but I didn't want to go alone because, like I said, it's a long walk, and it's someone to talk to on the way there, right? Someone to stand next to at the urinal and like chat while we use the restroom. It's
nothing else happened in this order, right?
So, no.
I mean, going back to Clash-related stuff, we kind of alluded to it earlier, but the fact that you don't attack most days is...
well,
the fact that you don't play the game is really quite upsetting.
I have 2 full-time jobs, so I have 14-hour workdays, and I'm a full-time student. I have 6 college classes right now.
See, you so could I use don't that have as time to play
the game.
No, you can use that as an excuse if you weren't actually physically on the game. But you are on the game a lot, donating to people, running an entire clan, like, chatting to them, running events.
I have the game open all the time to fill donation requests, but that's when I'm like at my computer, like working on work or assignments and stuff like that.
What are you working on?
Like, yeah, emails for work, stuff like that. And then just a lot of assignments, 6 classes.
No. Knowing the amount you spend, like, just actually contributing stuff on Clash, running events, modding the sub, doing this, and everything else, you do have time to play the game. You can sacrifice, like, 1 mod queue, you know, little dig, and actually do an attack.
I'd rather be helpful than attack, you know?
But that leads you to my next question, why do you actually play the game? Why do you spend so much money on a game you don't play? If it's not a great game, because you don't play it.
Well, I'm hoping one day, you know, once I'm fairly well off.
I'm hoping one day I'll get to play it.
Yeah.
After sinking $15,000 into this game, maybe one day I'll be able to find the start attack
person. It's an investment, see? Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about.
He's going to sit down to play for an hour and realize he hates it.
Yeah. No, it's a, because I don't really like games that you actively play, like Clash Royale or those Battle Royale games. This is a very passive game.
Well, obviously, what games don't you actively play?
Well, I actually don't play any video games. I don't own a gaming system or anything, so Clash is the only game I play. Eventually, Eventually, I do want to get a PC and play some regular games, but that won't be for a while. So far, everything sounds really normal. What you guys are saying?
Asking for pictures of my hands is not normal.
Okay, that was a one-time thing, and that was
following people to the toilet isn't normal.
Okay, I didn't fall into the toilet. I like was 1 or 2 urinals away. Okay,
I just happened to be behind him every single time he walks. I was waiting in line.
I would like see his little fingers under the door of the stalls.
Oh my god, bro! People are gonna think I'm actually crazy.
Spending 15,000 quid on a game you don't play—that isn't normal.
Well, I gotta stay maxed, so.
No, you don't. What are you staying maxed for?
Because then I don't play.
Are you maxed right now?
No. I have 4 builders ready. I just need loot. Give me some loot packs.
I did want to ask you guys, you know, to bring it back around to us having done this for 2 years now. What were your favorite episodes?
Oh, it's still got to be the RH base building one with some of the tribe guys, Kronos and Stefan, was it? I love that episode. My favorite episode, hands down. We got to talk about actually so much interesting stuff, get some actual insights on pro attacking and pro base building, some insight from actual Worlds players who've been at the Worlds finals, and just proper discussion of meta. I mean, it was around the time which Channel 15 had just come out. I love that episode because obviously Channel 15 was new, so got to talk about a lot about how the meta would change with spell towers and with the monolith, and we could talk about that from a base building and an attacking point of view with pros. I absolutely love that episode. always going to be my... It'll be hard to top it for me.
What was your favorite one, Spencer?
I'm trying to think. There's only one episode that, like, just stands out, in my opinion, that's very memorable because it was just a lot of fun, and that was the trivia episode. I had a lot of fun during that one.
I know. I'm mad I missed that one. That was a good one.
That's like the only one I could remember that's not from the last few months. I don't know why, but yeah. Like, I had a lot of fun with Bash and Darian in the recent ones we did with them, but...
Oh, yeah, I did that. I enjoyed the Darian one. That was good.
Yeah, Darian's cool.
Yeah. My favorite one was the most recent one with Bash, really.
Yeah, Bash is great.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. I do have some other questions on what you guys think, but... I gotta do this a little bit out of order because one will spoil the other. Do you know what our most listened to episodes are? So we'll say the most listened to with a guest and the most listened to that's just us.
Okay. Well, it's gotta be Darian, no matter what.
It's either that or it's Judo. It's either Darian or Judo. Or yeah. Our most listened to.
Darian number one, Judo number two.
Right. Okay. Wow.
So then take a guess at which is the most listened to one without a guest.
See, Boris, I struggle to remember the ones we did without a guest because they're kind of a defining, you know,
thing. Probably an update one that we did without a guest. That's my guess.
Maybe.
I have no idea.
Maybe. You know the answer.
It's not that one then.
Right.
All right, but I do think we have done update ones without guests though, for sure.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, I was saying like maybe we've done that, but yeah. It's...
Oh, right. Sorry, so I thought you were saying maybe.
Fairly controversial. We talked about on that one.
Oh, it must have been the Gone Fishing episode.
No, that was really early. So like a lot of the really early ones didn't get a whole lot of downloads.
Bollocks. Okay. Controversial.
In the last year?
In the last year. What happened last year? I think
it was in the summer.
Summer controversial.
What was the summer update?
Christ. Controversial? Like, summer.
Oh, it was Town Hall 15, right?
It was right after the Town Hall 15 refresh.
Yeah.
When they hiked the price of the gold pass.
That's our most listened to episode, I guess.
Yes.
Wait, what's it called? It was
called The Beginning of the End, and it was right after the Tunnel 15 refresh, so it was like, you know, big update, then episode right after that, and they announced the gold pass was going up in price.
And that in relation to the ones we guess, where does it rank?
That is number 5 overall.
Right.
Wow, so tough for all guests, huh?
Which isn't too surprising.
The entire top 10, I guess, we'll just go. It was Darian, Judo, Clash Bashing, the most recent one, the Town Hall 15 refresh with Clash Ninja, then the beginning and the end.
Clash Ninja?
And then the one without a guest that we just talked about. And then the other Bash one that was the last Town Hall 14 one. And we did Spell Towers and Clan Capital episode, the Goblin Builder episode, Burnt Base for Spineless Base. Is 9,
yeah.
Which is, you know, hilariously irrelevant now because both those companies are shutting down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And then the one just from a few days ago, or our most recent one, is number 10 overall. The War or Being Poor.
Wow. So that's quite impressive, actually. The fact that the recent one is in the top 10 already.
Yeah, I mean, like we've been growing and getting more and more listeners, you know, constantly. So it kind of makes sense.
I'm a bit upset I missed both the Clash Bashing episodes. I would have liked to do them.
So, here's the trivia question I did want to ask, though. Who is our most listened to guest?
Well, Darian.
No.
Multiple episodes. Right. Well, it's either going to be Bash or Ninja, then.
I'd say Ninja or Trample.
Oh, Trample, yeah.
Has Trample, we need Trample on 3 or 3.
Yeah, Trample's been on 2.
Trample's been on 2, okay.
And Bash has been on 2.
And Ninja's been on 2?
Ninja's been like on 4. Ninja's been on 3.
Okay.
3, okay.
That does make Ninja our most listened to guest.
Yeah.
Love it. Well done, Ninja.
We love Ninja. And he is in the audience right now.
He is, yeah, we are directed to him. He can hear us.
I think, like, the third one was just, like, where we didn't know something. And then we noticed he was here. And we're like, hey, actually, Ninja, just come into this for us. And then you hung out for 20 minutes.
That was fun.
So if you don't count that, it would be back.
Right.
Well,
I think we count that.
Yeah, I count it. Yeah, do you know what our worst episodes are?
Probably the
worst. Well, it's gonna be some of the earlier ones, right? Like, are they all?
Most are. Yeah.
What's our worst one from season two?
Oh, you'd have to pull up the website to check that one.
Right. We're not gonna remember them. So hit us. What are the worst ones?
All of the This Week in Clash.
Right. Yeah.
Whether you want to call those real episodes or not, you know, depends, but no one was interested in those at all.
They're time capsules now.
Yeah. And then our least popular non-guest episode was the April Fool's Redditverse Forum War, and where we did a giveaway. It was episode 6.
Oh, wow.
Oh, right. So quite early.
Yeah. So a long time ago, and it was like a really subreddit-heavy one, and mm-hmm. not right. a Clash one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is us. That is 2 years of podcasting.
And, I mean, maybe I don't want to humiliate whoever this was, but which guest had our lowest downloads? Yeah.
It was McKenzro. Because it was like super early. I don't think
he was early.
Like it's not like an insult to him. It was just more
he was
like,
a new creator too. He completely stopped making content as well.
Yeah, yeah, and he stopped too, so there's probably less incentive to go back and listen to it now. But also, like, that was a really fun one. I really like McKenzro.
He's so great, yeah.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, like, we got along really well with him. We got really off track, and we're talking about Scottish independence and how, you know, David Cameron or whoever your PM was at the time is trying to ship people off to Somalia or whatever.
yeah, give or take. That's a bit wrong, for sure.
It was, I don't know, like that.
I wish he still made content. He's really great. All right.
But, all right. That is going to do it. Do you guys have any shout outs?
Shout out to Liam.
What if we give you £500?
For give me five. Okay. I do want to say I did send it back. Like, I did not keep the $500. I promise.
Unrelated to Liam giving us money, he will be on the podcast a lot more this year.
Yes, we love
provided Liam. He pays us essentially for each appearance.
So yeah, shout out Liam, shout out to Ninja, and that's my shout outs.
Sam, what do you got?
I mean, I'd just like to give a shout out, I guess, in terms of the whole looking back on the last 2 years, shout out to all the guests that have joined us over the last 2 years, because I mean, as you could just tell from the numbers, and you know, everyone loves having you on. And we love having you on as well, because it adds a lot more insights than we can usually provide. And it's always great having all the creators and guests on that we do. And hope we have more over the coming years, depending on how long this great podcast lasts. So, yeah, thank you to all guests, past, present, and future, for joining us.
Yeah. You were just talking about RH2. We're going to have those guys on again. Maybe the next one. Or the one after. We haven't nailed down a date yet, but I did ask and they said yes. So yeah, we're gonna have those guys on again. I think Kronos, and I'm not sure who else this time, but we'll figure it out. So you'll have to clear your schedule for that one, Sam.
Yeah, well, if as long as it's after my exams, I'll be fine.
I'm gonna schedule it.
Yeah,
I just wanna say shout out to the two new podcasts out there, the new Clash podcast. Clashing with the Homies is Clash King, who we've had on in Ghost Knight. They just recorded their second episode, and so you can find that in the App Store too. And a couple of guys from Strut, Sir Iron, and Pero are getting the Clash Cast going again. I think that's through the competitive Clash Network, but I'm not positive. Don't quote me on it. They have one episode out now. It's a little tricky to find, but if you're in the CCN server, I'm sure you can ask around and get a hold of someone who can direct you to it. I'll put links in this episode as well. So welcome to the podcast scene, both you new guys. And then finally, I just want to say shout out to Crystal to join. I just had a blast over there weekend doing a war to memorialize a clanmate of theirs who died close to a year ago, Hero.
Oh yeah.
And you had a great time hanging out with you guys again and talking about Hero and hearing all those cool stories. That was, you know, a real blast, a real great way to remember a friend. Condolences to everyone who loved him, of course. And that is going to be it for us. Do you guys have any final words?
All right. Just, it's a good 2024.
Did you guys see the football game last night?
What, Newcastle versus Man City?
No, I'm talking about, like, actual football.
Oh, no, that's not actual football, though.
The Dolphins game.
God, for a second, I got really excited then that you, like, actually wanted to talk about football. But no, I got severely let down.
Not, like, dumb football. But yeah, the Miami Dolphins really did disappoint.
Oh,
just
going
to say that. All right. Bye, everyone.
All right. Yep. See you all in 2 weeks.
Thank you all for listening, everyone.